Good morning, everyone. This is Jim Jaketa. I'm the CTO and co-founder of Vitovation Corporation. Vitovation, we're the master distributor in the US for a company out of Rennes, France called AviWest. I'm sure we've talked to a lot, talked to many of you about the AviWest technology. We've deployed AviWest with Turner Sports, CNN. AviWest technology has helped make shows like Live PD possible. And today we have a very special guest. Some of you guys, my guys and gals, might be tired of hearing from me on webinars. So we're very happy today to have Samuel Fleischacker. Samuel has been with AviWest as a senior product manager for almost 2 years now. Samuel is a 20-year veteran in the broadcast television space, encoding, video transport over IP. He's worked for brands such as Philips, Thales, Thomson, and Harmonic. And we're really happy today to have Samuel tell us more about the special. We get asked every day, what is the one thing that makes AviWest different? What is the big differentiator? It's a lot of different things. There's a lot of uniqueness to their technology, to their software, to their antennas, to their modems and their protocol, etc. But I think if we were to start with one thing, it's the SafeStreams transport technology. And Samuel is going to tell us more about that today. So thank you, Samuel. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Jim, and welcome everybody. So I'm very pleased to present this first webinar session, which is part of a larger set of sessions organized by Vitovation and AviWest. In next session, we will focus probably on products more specially or on some use cases. But today we will, as you mentioned, talk a lot about our technology, which help us to perform reliable and safe transport of video over unmanaged IP networks. So this EMI awarded technology is named SST, which stands for Safe Stream Transport Protocol. And on AviWest, which is a French company created 11 years ago, we are today on the third generation of SST, so the SST V3, which is implemented in our latest generation of products. So what is SST? So SST is a technology, a patented technology, which will help you to transport videos, audios, and data wherever you are in the world, in the field, even if you are moving with your camera or with your system, and to deliver these to your control rooms. So the important point is that we are totally networks agnostic, and that is a strength of our solution, meaning that you can transport the videos over Wi-Fi, over traditional IP networks, LAN or WAN, as well as any type of satellite, so Ka satellite, Ku satellite, BGAN satellite, which have benefits of having a different form factors, different usage. And finally also, and this is the most use case we have, on cellular networks, 3G, 4G, as well as the 5G networks. So we are totally agnostic. You can use any of these networks as a standalone networks or as combined networks, as we will see later. We do no compromise on quality with a standard technology. If you are transmitting video, you can face some issues like blurriness, blockiness, jerkiness. And with the SafeStream technology, you have the promises that the quality will be there, whatever happens in the field, even if you have a lack of connections. We will find a solution thanks to this technology to provide the picture to your control room, as illustrated there. So the markets we are targeting with this is, of course, and first news and broadcast. as well as live entertainment, like PD, I will present later. Sport coverage, I will focus on Turner Sports and a special event that happened last year in France. Online media, education, and public safety. So all of that can be used and can be supported by SST. How does it work? What are the use cases? One of these use cases is basically contribution in the field when you want to do a live. So this is typically you are wherever you want, in a city, on the countryside, you are in your car, you can be on your motorbike, or you can be fixed, even though you can be with a drone or with an helicopter, and you want to transmit videos to your control room, which is in Atlanta. So with SST, you can do that. So you can have multiple connections, so multiple sources, which will all be transported to your control room. So this is a live field contribution. But SST, it can do much more. Let's imagine that you have affiliates in USA, but anywhere around the world, and you want to transmit them your programs because you have some contract with them. With SST, you will be able to transfer and to transmit also this video to your affiliates. This is what we name the content distribution. So we have typical use case. Let me talk about French people. Distribution between a lot of French-speaking TV channels in Europe. Located in Belgium, in Switzerland, in France, as well as in Africa and in Canada. They are exchanging files, are exchanging live all the time with this technology. So this is a content distribution. You can do also remote or at-home production, as illustrated here. Let's imagine that you have an area with cameras. With our technology, you can, of course, deliver the video from this area to the control room, but you can also remotely control the camera. So we could say that SST is a bidirectional system. SST, in a nutshell, is able to transport multi-type of content. So as you understood, it can be live. We are totally agnostic to the encoding formats. So in our solution, we are performing traditional H.264 AVC encoding as well as HEVC encoding in any type of resolution, SD, HD, Full HD, Ultra HD, with the European frame rate, American frame rate, we are totally agnostic on that, okay? Second type of application is file transmission. We have many applications where the reporters are making shoot in the field, they are recording this on our unit, and after the day, when they're back to the hotel, they want to transfer it to the MCR. So they can do that with our solution. We can also transmit bidirectionally data, not only files, but it's typically what is used. We can establish the VPN between two networks to transfer videos from, let's say, IP cameras, for instance, or to chat or to navigate on the web, wherever you are in the field. We have also the capability to manage intercom, also named IFB. Obviously, the person in the field will be able to chat, to discuss with the person in the control room to get instructions and to give his feedback during a live. We have the capabilities also to provide a video return to give to the person which is in the field, for instance, information about the program or the camera which is on air, or basically to give teleprompting information during an interview. So this is a very interesting feature. And finally, as mentioned earlier, remote control from the control room to the field devices. In this example, it's a PTZ, but it can be anything else. So multi-content support, video, files, data, and commands. That is all including in SST, and of course on our transmitter products and receiver products. So in a nutshell, SST, which was awarded this year by the NIMI Award at NAB, is a transport protocol which will guarantee quality of services and security thanks to transmission robustness, packet reordering, intelligence on the transmission, error correction. I will describe it in the next slide. It also aggregates different networks, even if they are heterogeneous. So this is very interesting feature. And it is adaptive. So meaning that you cannot guarantee on unmanaged IP networks the bandwidth. So we are adapting in real time the video resolution, the video bit rates, according to the capabilities of the networks. And we are tracking, we are monitoring very shortly any change to make sure that your live will still be there. So let's focus now on the features themselves. Networks aggregation. Networks aggregation means that you can aggregate links and load balance the traffic between links which are related to cellular networks, to Wi-Fi networks, to IP networks, and satellite networks. That is what we do typically and which is illustrated there. We have solution with many cellular connections, up to 8, for instance, for one of our products. For the purpose of this slide, I reduce this to 3 cellular networks and 1 Wi-Fi. So on the encoder, on the transmitter side, we will receive the stream from the camera, we will process it, we will encode it, and we will spread the data of this video encoded stream among all of these streams, first, second, and third stream, and the Wi-Fi networks. And this helps us to maximize the bandwidth which is available. So this is very useful because, for instance, you can move with your products in the field and to have 2 SIM cards with 1 operator, let's say AT&T, 2 other SIM cards with T-Mobile, and 2 other ones with Sprint, and 2 other ones with Verizon. And wherever you are the guarantee that all networks are there, so you optimize the bandwidth. But at some point, if one network is not there, if you are in a wide zone, it's not a problem. You will simply not use the network which is missing, but you will use the other one to guarantee that you still deliver the streams. So this is a smart and intelligent system which is able to maximize the bandwidth thanks to this. We have also the capability with safe streams to say that some links are high priority networks and other ones are low priority networks. 2 examples of that. Let's imagine that you have some contract, special contract with 2 operators, cellular operators, so you have special prices, and with other one you have no special contract. So you can declare the link for the operator for which you have contracts as high priority and the other one as low priority. So this means that you will first try to use the high priority link, and if you do not succeed to reach the target bitrate that you have configured in your system, you will use as complementary networks the low priority networks. Another application that we have already deployed is some people are using KA satellite as high priority networks and as backup systems, the cellular networks. So you can do that with SST. SST, of course, is spreading the packets over the network, so everything is arriving not in the right order. So our technology guarantees that we will reorder the packet correctly. So that is directly done by the SST. The second point is the automatic request, or ARQ. Let's imagine that you are transmitting one packet number 1. This one is correctly received, so no problems, but the second one is not received. So you will still continue to deliver packets, packet 3 and so on. But at some point, you will be able to say, oh, one packet is missing, and you will do some retransmission. So this is an intelligent system that does not retransmit all packets, but only the packets which are missing. And our system is reordering the packets to make sure that nothing is missing. On the complementary correction, we have FEC, two-dimensional FEC. FEC stands for forward error correction. So let's imagine, as illustrated there, that you have 16 video packets to transmit, but at some points one is missing. So you have two alternatives. The first one is to use the retransmission of this packet, but for some topology you cannot use that because the latency is so long that you cannot do that. For instance, with satellite. So in that case, our system is able to add additional packets which are named protection data, as illustrated there. And this protection information, which are redundant information, will be able to rebuild the missing packet. So, of course, you are adding additional packets, you are increasing the bandwidth of your system, but you can recover packets without retransmission. So that's very interesting. And what is interesting with our technology is that it is fully adaptive. So the size of the table, which is there, 16 packets, is automatically adapting according to the quality of the networks. If you have a very poor network, the size will be small. And if you have a good network, the size will be high because we lose not many packets. So that is what we do with SST. Which what is very important also with SST is that we are able to configure the encoders to say, hey, I want to target 6 megabits, for instance, with 2 seconds of latency. We can go down up to 500 milliseconds. Okay, but let's say 2 seconds, which is typically used by broadcasters. If you are configuring this on multiple camera in the field, you have a guarantee with our systems that the delivery, the glass-to-glass delivery of the video will be perfectly synchronized. So you can do a frame accurate switching in your MTR with 3 cameras in the field with AVOS technology and configured with the same parameters. So that is very, very nice feature. We are supporting adaptive video resolution and bitrate because when you are using unmanaged networks, for instance, cellular networks, you are on your motorbike, you are moving from cells to cells and you are losing some networks are appearing, you may have some congestion. So at some point, the available bandwidth is not stable. It's moving all the time. So we are measuring that, and we are adapting accurately, many times per second, the bitrate of the video we are encoding. Of course, we try to reach at any time the targets you have configured. But if we cannot, we are variably declining or decreasing the bitrate, and at some point, if this bitrate is too low, we are changing internally the resolution dynamically to make sure that the live is still there. Of course, on the reception part, we will upscale the resolution to make sure that from the starting point and the ending point, the resolution is stable. But in between, it's varying according to the resolution, according to the bandwidth of the networks. And again, because it's an unstable network. If you have a very stable network, you don't care about that. You can configure this system to say that you want to have a constant bitrate. We can do that, and you will have a stable bitrate and delivery. But our system works with managed and unmanaged networks. So what are the benefits? In few words about SST, first, it is the reliability. You make sure that your system is working 24/7 every day, anywhere. The second point is the best quality of services, thanks to the forward error correction, thanks also to the retransmission of packets and other topics I described earlier. You also have the benefit of the cost reduction, because you will see that during the next sessions, but the solutions that we have are really small. We have backpack solution, we have pocket size solution, we have application running on smartphones. So it's quite less expensive than a big system with tracks, satellites, and so on. We are totally agnostic. We can connect to public Wi-Fi, to private Wi-Fi, to any cellular network. The modem that we are using inside our platform, as well as the antennas which are embedded in our product, are worldwide compliant. For instance, we have French TV stations that went in Japan for the rugby cup. They were using the same product that the one they were using when the Cathedral of Paris was burning. So it is very easy to use, and you don't care about where do I have to change something. It works everywhere. So it is really very flexible, and it is mobile. You can move with it. We have some application on helicopters, on motorbike, on moving cars. You can do this very easily with this technology embedded in our solution. When we talk about our solution, we have on one side this technology which is embedded on appliances, so transmitters, Pro 3 series, Air series, and Mojo Pro. That was the backpack, the pocket size, and the smartphone application I was mentioning. So this is field unit. And we have the HF4K, which is an ultra HD and multi HD rackable unit, multi HD encoder. And the StreamHub transceiver, which is the unit running on the MCR, which is receiving and reaggregating the streams. So we have solutions of SST running on appliances, on hardware, but we have also SST running on the cloud. The StreamHub can be instantiated in the cloud, typically on Amazon. We have some customer using this like this. So we offer really an elasticity in your system. We can have you can have your physical StreamHub on your premises, and if you want additional channel, you can use an additional StreamHub in the cloud. And we have also a version of SST which is Docker. Docker is a technology that can help you to include it directly inside your solution. So we have some partners, some companies performing cloud production, for instance, which are using our technology, so meaning that our devices are directly connecting to their cloud portal thanks to this SST in Dockerizable version. So now let me explain you some use cases, because okay, technology is technology, but how is it used? So I took some example with American customers. Of course, we are working worldwide. We have customer in Asia, many in Europe, in Latin America, in Middle East, in Russia, in Africa, and so on. So here I just focus on at-home production, distribution, and field live with Turner Sports, CNN, and LivePD program. So last September, a special event happened in Paris. It was the Ryder Cup, which is a golf tournament, opposing European golfer and American golfer. So it was happening in the suburb of Paris, and Turner Sports, based in Atlanta, was in charge to produce that. So they have deployed cameras and crews in Paris, but all the production was performed in Atlanta directly. And how did it work? Just like this. They had a track with multiple HA4K encoders, which is a multi-HD encoder. So one device is able to encode 4 HDs. So they were performing 16 HD 1080p video encoding. And this was directly delivered on IP networks to Atlanta to Turner Sports and Sierra, where they were decoding the streams and making the production with pictures coming from the field, but also people directly speaking in Atlanta. And they were returning also a mosaic of all the field signal as well as the program from Atlanta to the truck, also using the SST technology with the HF4K encoder in Atlanta and streamed in the car. It was pretty well. It was an event that happened during three days. And Turner Sports used it again recently in the Madrid for the final European Soccer Cup. Here you have some picture of the event with the place with cameras, with the track where was based Turner, and the inside the track. But again, inside the track, they were not performing any videos or production. They were just controlling the sound, they controlling the cameras, they were controlling the transmission. Everything was done in Atlanta. A second use case is CNN. We have deployed for CNN a system that helps them to distribute some content to their affiliates around the world. So here, just to give you examples, but we have typical some customers that are subscribe to streams from CNN in Europe, in France, in Poland, and so on. So that is the principle. And for this, CNN are using in their headquarters, again, an HF4K encoder, which is performing HEVC encoding at 1080p 50. They are encoding 4 HD streams. And what is interesting is it's a system running all the time. So it's a 24/7 system. This system is distributing the videos to a StreamHub, which is inside the cloud. And this StreamHub inside the cloud is in charge to distribute to the different affiliates the appropriate video. For instance, the affiliate number one subscribe to receive HD number one, and the StreamHub in the cloud is in charge to distribute it to this one. And affiliate one have a portal where we can change. You can say, oh, now I want to receive HD number two, and it will be automatically done. And it's the same for all the affiliates. Of course, all affiliates can receive all the streams, but generally they don't want to receive all the streams. They are interested by some of them. So that is a system that is running right now. The latest use case I wanted to focus on is Live PD, for which is a field system for which the customer were looking for reliable, low latency and synchronous video and audio transmission on multiple camera and multi-location. You probably know this program. This is a program where police persons are pursuing people in the street inside their car, and this is very popular in US, so they are using our solution for that. The car typically, so they are broadcasting live from many cities simultaneously. They are maintaining synchronization between all the cameras. The lip sync is perfect thanks to SST. And what is interesting is that they are using our solution not only on policemen which are walking in the street, but also inside the police vehicle, which is running at 130 miles per hour, so which is very fast. And this is some example of photos of the system. There is multiple cameras inside the car, which are performing live simultaneously. And in the car, there is some remote antennas and transmission systems you have illustrated there. And all is received in the control room and produced in the control room on live. You have here some example of use case of our solution with the team in charge of these programs. And the control room where all the streams from the Avi West solution are received and used to build the final Live PD program. That was the first station. So if you want to have more information, I give you here two contacts. First, Ronan Poulawek, which is our chief technology officer. He is one of the Avi West co-founder. Let's say he's the dad of the SSC technology. Is design it. Is the right person which know perfectly how it works, how it is fine-tuned, and if you have any technical question, I highly recommend you to contact him. And I don't introduce me again. I'm a senior product manager by Avi West.
So Samuel, we got a couple of good questions, and these are questions that come up quite a bit. Some of the folks are asking, you know, what is the difference between the SafeStreams transport or the SST compared to transports like SRT or RIST or something similar to that? What are some of the differentiators? Maybe you can elaborate.
Yes, the differentiators are essentially for SRT, for instance, the aggregation of multiple networks, which is today not supported. Another differentiator with some technology, I didn't mention this there, is that we are also able to do encryption of the streams. So AES encryption, so SRT can do that, but others cannot do that. It is also the method of correction which are implemented in the solutions. We have adaptive fake correction, which is very nice. So that is technically talking differences. But as we are also a company which wants to be compliant with the ecosystems, open ecosystems, our solutions SST, which is between our transmitter and our streamer, can be converted at the outside of the streamer to be interconnected to another system with SRT. So meaning that for content distribution in the cloud, you can use SRT with Avi West solution. We have a kind of gateway between SST and SRT.
Well, Samuel, you know, some of the applications we've done, I think one of the critical linchpins is the multi-camera application. So take, for example, the Live PD show. That was one of the earlier projects, yeah, that we did, where there could be, you know, there could be an incident where two police cars show up, and there's two photographers in the back seat of the police car. There's a camera on the officer, a POV shot of the officer behind the wheel. There's a camera out the front dash. So when they're arresting someone, there could be as many as 4 to 8 cameras in close proximity with more than 8 sets of microphones in close proximity. And in a live production, there's no time to fix lip sync problems or fix cameras that are out of sync. So I kind of tease the Avi West guys that they're, sometimes you guys are a little bit too modest about how great your technology is. So that's my job, is to brag about Avi West. So a lot of people out there claim to be able to do at home production, REMI production, whatever it is you want to call it. You can do it on a managed network. You know, you could do precision timing protocol, have your cameras all in sync. The real challenge is maintaining Genlock and lip sync down to the frame. All the cameras are on the same frame. They're all accurate. They're not, you know, plus or minus 2, 3, 4, 5 frames. They really have this figured out. And it's a testament to this SST technology. Then fast forward to the Turner Sports project. That was even more critical. This was a higher level broadcast application, and they brought 16 cameras from France, you know, 5,000 miles back to Atlanta through a single public internet connection. They didn't even have redundancy in the connection. They used a single connection. We didn't drop a single packet during the multi-day event. And the cameras were all in perfect sync when they came to Atlanta. And then other little things, like I remember 2 days before the event, Tom Sahara at Turner Sports called me up and he's like, "Oh my gosh, Jim, I just realized we're using a European crew to shoot the Ryder Cup and they're shooting in 50 Hertz. I'm gonna have to get standards converters for the 16 cameras coming in because we're, you know, we're in the U.S. Obviously, we're at 59.94, and the Avi West product is so great. You pick the output standard, the output resolution you want. So we captured the content at 50 hertz, and we were able to output 59.94 very easily. Can maybe you can speak to more of that, Samuel, or?
Yeah. So maybe it will be much more a focus on product themselves, but we can say that we have outside the SST technology, and especially on our transmitter side, we have many things that are interesting. But on the stream up side, this is really a box that is offering a lot of technology where you can receive SST, of course, but also IP streams, traditional IP streams. You can do transcoding inside it. You can create a multi-view on it. So you can aggregate all the different videos coming from the stream to create a mosaic and to provide it on a big screen. You can receive file and automatically perform STP transmission externally. So really it's a box, it's a multi-usage box, and that is really what is appreciated by our customers. And the second point, which is really appreciated by our customers, is that this box is your box. I mean, when you are a broadcaster, this box can be a server in your premises. It can be your server with our software in your premises, or it can be in the cloud. But at some point, you have the control of it. You have you don't go through, let's say, a management system under the control of Avi West and which can decide or not decide to let you run correctly or to change the parameters. You have a full control of your systems. And that is what is really appreciated by our customers compared to other competitors. It is really that you changing something in the field is really easy to do, and you can do it. You are not obliged to ask the authorization to Avi West to do that. You can do that.
Yeah, some of our customers, you know, like the live PD show, there's gunplay. If the photographer needs or wants to take control of the Avi West, they can, but usually someone kind of in a transmission engineering role in master control is monitoring the links. You know, obviously the links will go down when they have to do a battery change, but the technology is such that when the power comes back on, the battery is reconnected, the stream just restarts. So as Samuel said, you have that flexibility where the photog in the field can take control, or if the photog is less experienced, someone in master control can orchestrate and take control of everything. And just watch the live PD show. It's not everyone's cup of tea. It doesn't catch people at their finest moments. I hope I never get pulled over in my car and live PD cameras are there to take my picture. But it's an exciting show. It's you know, a lot of this technology was invented for news gathering, where a reporter would go out and do a 30-second stand-up bit on the courthouse steps, or they're in a press room, you know, covering a press conference. Live PD sports really shows the robustness. It's not insignificant what Avi West is doing here. It's quite amazing. So I would like to do one of these webinars maybe once a month. I know we have the holidays coming up next month. So if we don't do one in December, I think we will continue the series for sure in January. We have a lot of new things coming from Avi West, and maybe we'll hear from Samuel again. Maybe we'll hear from Ronan or both of them. And thank you so much, Samuel, for joining us today. I really appreciate it. Oh, and by the way, these slides, these great images, Samuel made these all himself. So thank you so much, Samuel, for all your hard work. We really appreciate it. And those of you who have tuned in, we will transcribe today's session and put the slides and the video up online in a couple of days. So if you missed it, or if you want to rewatch or re-listen to this event, I'll also publish it on our podcast channel. So thank you so much, folks. And you have the contact information here. If you have any other technical questions, you want to do a demo, you want to reach out to Vidovation or Avi West, please do. And thank you so much.